Your consciousness is within the form of Christ itself, and you realize that oneness with God is much more than a figure of speech. You sense an ecstasy looking through the eyes of Christ and feeling the fire of love in His heart that you never before dreamed possible. As the group centers in the midway point and adjusts to the energy, we say that through us your will is sent forth on wings of power, that your purpose is accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. Now that you are in this heightened state, contemplate on what this verse of the song means. If you send forth the will of God, then you must be one with God and His will is passing through you. Can you sense what the will and power of God feels like as you are one with Christ? Can you sense the purpose of God, that it is more than a goal of some kind, but as aspect, that must be revealed through your oneness? Can you sense that you are close to the purpose of God when you send forth the will of God on the wings of His power? Part 8, as you feel and see yourself in the body of Christ, sense the presence of the other members of the group in the body with you, communing with Him, and say the final stanza, that through us your light and love and power is manifest to all the sons and daughters of mankind. As you say the word light, you see a ring of white light materializing, where the group was standing in a circle, before you entered the center. Then as you say love, you see a multitude of colors added. Finally, when you say power, you find yourself back in your original position, but sensing a greater endowment of these three aspects. Now you look toward the center again, and instead of an image of Christ, you see a person, who you have personally had a relationship with in this life. This is the person, who has caused you more grief and irritation than any other. This is the person you would go farther out of your way to avoid than any other. As you reflect, there is one person that comes to your mind, and he or she now appears clearly in the center in the place of Christ. This person now speaks, "My form has changed, but the Christ is still here. Whatsoever you feel and do unto the least of these my brethren, you do unto me." This person you see before you is your Savior. If you can see past the illusion of harm he has done you, and forgive him so you can see the Christ, and then this person saves you from your sins. Without him or you could never experience the pure love of God, which is salvation. Finish the meditation by looking at this irritating person, and feel the irritation and other negative feelings transform into joyful love, as you see his face change to the face of Christ. When you have successfully done this, so only the Christ is seen in the center, you see a look in his eyes, that says, "Come to me," and suddenly it appears that only you and the Master are present, and you run to him and he takes you in his loving arms, and holds you for as long as you desire. Note, you may have to run through this several times for a successful completion, but it will be worth the effort. Part 9, the tree of life. The Christ disappears, but you still feel his presence and nearness. Now you find yourself back in the circle of 24 and sense the presence of your partner. You look at your partner, and realize that he/she also senses the presence of Christ. Now you give your partner a hug, and are amazed to feel a similar vibration to that which you experienced when you were in the arms of the Master. After hugging your partner, the entire group senses the first assignment. We must first create an extension of the tree of life, which bears 12 kinds of fruit. You and your partner will create one tree, and the others will create 11 others, making the 12. The circle breaks up, and before the group is a lovely garden given to us to beautify and enhance. We are attracted to a Gentile hill, and on the edges of the hill we will create the 12 different trees so they form a circle. You and your partner pick your spot, where your tree will be. As you approach this spot, you notice that the very ground you stand on seems to be alive and vibrant, and you both kneel down in reverence at the holiness of the moment. You both place your hands on the earth, and feel an enormous giving energy flowing into you. You lift your hands up and place them on your partner's and feel a tingling. Then you pull apart, and between you a tree starts to grow. You sense two types of energy coming from the earth through you and your partner flowing into the tree until it grows into a full-grown beautiful fruit tree, with flowering buds in abundance. Part 10, the 12 fruits. The next step of the meditation is to see the flowering buds developing into fruit. But your fruit will be one of the 12 different kinds, filling 12 different purposes, representing the 12 different signs of the zodiac. You will pick one of the 12 that will be your fruit. The fruit corresponding to your sun sign would be a good choice, but you are free to choose another. As your sun sign has about 25% of zodiacal influence on your personality, thus the other 11 signs still influence about 75%. The fruit you will visualize can look like any fruit on the earth or even some exotic otherworldly fruit. Here are the 12 attributes and their corresponding zodiacal sign. Aries, the eating of this fruit will cause the dissolution of all fear and a feeling of confidence and courage will arise throughout your being. It will make you feel like you can tackle any problem and solve it. After eating of this, you can fearlessly face any person, situation or problem. Your power of decision and attention is enhanced and you look forward to each new day and what it has to offer. Taurus, pleasure and pleasantness comes to mind when you eat this fruit. Pleasure is only carnal when there is a betrayal of self or others, but we must remember that pleasure is one of the gifts of God. When eating this fruit, you not only feel a thrill of joyful feeling go through your physical body, but you also feel extremely pleasurable emotions, very peaceful mentally and higher spiritual feelings. This fruit is especially wonderful to eat when you are weighted down with the cares of the world, have pain or stress. The pleasure you will feel on all levels will elevate your spirits and make you forget any troubles you have. Gemini, this sign represents the duality we have in our higher and lower self. General humanity lives over 90% in the lower self, but as one becomes a spiritual seeker, he senses the higher self and seeks to be centered there. All have difficulty staying in that consciousness, but this third fruit will be a great help for you. When you partake of it, you will instantly feel your vibration increase and a great lifting up of your consciousness into a oneness with the Christ within, as well as an innumerable number of beings without who have the Christ consciousness, and as a result you feel great joy and happiness. Cancer, the key phrase here is protection from all destructive forces and the key word is security. As we go through the turmoil of daily living, we all experience a time that we desire to withdraw into some secret place and just have a peaceful, secure rest, where we are completely impervious to the cares and threats of the world. When you eat of this fruit, your consciousness enters into this safe and sure place, where you will rest for a period of time, and come forth greatly refreshed and ready to take on the world again from a position of strength. Leo, the eating of this fruit brings the joy of self-fulfillment. Think of a time when you reached a goal or fulfilled a dream. Think of how good that made you feel, and then multiply that feeling by 100 or more. The joy you feel with this fruit is the joy of fulfilling your dreams in the past, present and future. Your higher self sees all time in one glance, and can give you a combined joy coupled with a vision of your unlimited ability to become and have joy through that becoming. When you eat of this fruit, you realize that true self-fulfillment is the opposite of selfishness as the world understands it, because in the higher reality there is only one self and consciousness in that self brings pure ecstasy. Virgo, this fruit brings to your consciousness the joy of the mother and father in giving birth, and then nurturing your child or creation until the Christ descends to bless your child as well as you. You hear the voice of God saying, "This is my child, with whom I am well pleased." Eating of this fruit fills your mind full of wonderful ideas and dreams from which you can choose to manifest, as you would give birth to a holy child. Eating of this fruit can also bring a greater connection between you and your children or family. You will see their souls and their path and come to a greater realization as to how to help them. In addition to your physical children, there are many who depend on you as a child does its parent. This fruit can also connect you with these people on the same level as your children, if you desire, and will give you vision to share and assist. Libra, we have all been at a crossroads where we were not sure what the next step is, and just making a decision seemed like the most difficult thing in the world. There have been times for us all where we have felt a little like the two guys in the parable of decision that were afraid to move ahead. When this time comes, the fruit of Libra is the stimulation that is needed. When partaking of this delicacy, your power to see the decision that must be made will be amplified, as well as your power of decision itself. Also, your discernment and power of judgment will be enhanced. Eating of this fruit will take you away from either extreme on the left or right, and you will see the peaceful middle way, where the choice is simple and your next step on the path is obvious. As you take the benefits of this fruit down to regular life, you will find that your power to assist and mediate for others is enhanced, and that people will come to you seeking advice. This also enhances your romantic energy. Scorpio, there comes a time in the life of each of us that we must prepare for battle, not always a battle in the physical battlefield, but life has many battlefields for us that require an additional reservoir of strength to prevail. As we begin to sense the higher energies of the life of the soul, there are many times in life that negative forces tend to pull us backward, and we must battle for the will to keep our mind centered in light and our heart centered in love. Eating the fruit of Scorpio greatly increases the positive side of our astral body as well as the higher will, and gives us power to tackle and defeat those warring situations that face the spiritual warrior on a regular basis. This fruit also increases the vitality of the physical body as well as enhancing the sex drive. The overall effect after eating it is an increase in power, health and energy, so you have the feeling that you have sufficient power to accomplish any task. Sagittarius, we have all reached various goals in our life that tempt us to rest upon our laurels and relax so we do not push ourselves into more progression, so we take additional steps in our becoming. When we understand the principle of becoming, we, of course, take our Sabbaths of rest, but when recharged, the true spiritual pilgrim moves ahead. The fruit of Sagittarius opens our vision so we see further down the path than we have before.